In this lesson, we're about to dive into the story of a 28 years old guy who is married to a 33 years old with a brand new baby and the blue balls syndrome. Let's call him Felix. He writes, "My wife and I have been together for about 6 years, married for two, and we have an almost 1 year old child. My wife has had a reasonably exciting sexual past, and one thing that really stood out to me when we first started dating was how in control and proud of her sexuality she was. She was always full of confidence, dressed to impress, and was unapologetic about going after anything she wanted, whether that was sexually or just for fun. Before I continue into the story, let me introduce myself. My name is Lola, and I am the co-author of the book, Get My Marriage Back with my husband, Ola, which you can download for free at www.getmymarriageback.com. You will also see an opportunity to book a free 30-minute coaching session with us.
My name is Ola. So Felix continues to write, "Due to our work, we sometimes spend significant periods of time apart, but the time apart was filled with dirty messages, photos, and videos, and exploring fantasies, toys, lingerie, and bondage ideas. I would send her over sex toys to use, and she would send videos back. She couldn't buy toys where she was. After a while, about 3 years ago, it didn't just drop off. It stopped completely. So here goes the first reason. Reason number five, all good things come to an end. I know that may sound scary and discouraging when it comes to the prospect of marriage for young men, but what are we referring to as the thing here? That will be greatly dependent on how much of a man you are. I want to assure you that it is a good thing when you are aware that good sexual explosive faces as a thing do come to an end. It's how we're able to separate a good face from a bad face so that we can appreciate how the faces better. And do everything within our power to consistently seduce our wives. You have a choice to decide if this particular good sexual explosive phase is coming to an end, permanently or temporarily. Let's continue to read." It continues, "We married almost 2 years ago, and the only decent period of somewhat routine sex since then was when we were trying to have a child. Suddenly, I was the bad guy when I wasn't available on a particular evening because that's when we were most likely to conceive, completely ignoring the 12 months prior of me desperately trying to initiate some kind of intimacy. Priorities and our lives in general have changed a great deal since then, with our beautiful baby now the center of our lives. However, I felt more and more like I'm just a passenger along for this ride with my wife and kid."
Reason number four, playing victim versus engaging power. Keep in mind, as always, that this is not a right or wrong thing. It is not a joke, but it's a game where you have to learn that playing the victim and retaining your power cannot coexist. You have your lady who is also nurturing your own brand new baby, and somehow you're a victim? It's not sounding right, right? Your wife can feel that energy, and it will only turn her off even more without her deliberately doing that. I want you to become self-aware and clear about that while responding to this crisis. Let's continue to read. It continues, "We haven't had sex properly in over 18 months. My wife occasionally makes snide remarks at me when after periods of trying to initiate some kind of intimacy. I give up and stay up later to have some time to myself. She makes me feel like a creep in my own house, and I just feel like shit, and my anxiety starts to tick up."
Reason number three, giving up. By your own words, you give up while attempting to initiate sex. You can at least agree that there is nothing sexy about giving up, and more especially the vibes and energy that accompanies that, right? Instead of giving up and continue to play the victim, I want you to leverage this moment of your life and marriage to engage your personal life mission and purpose first. This may be something about your ambitions, career, or some charity work that makes you feel fulfilled as a person. It will leave you little to no room to keep feeling sorry for yourself while you are simultaneously giving your relationship some breathing room. Now, I want you to keep initiating sex, but by practicing three steps forward and two steps backward. There's nothing sexier than a man whose wife feels safe enough to say, "Not today, babe," while still trusting that he will be confident enough to initiate at some point. That will even leave her some sense of obligation at the back of her mind, and she may initiate before the next time you initiate. If she doesn't, you decided to make that a non-big deal, engaging and retaining your masculine core and power, and try later. She will naturally overcompensate for your patience later in the form of hot sex when she is ready to receive you back to back. In this next lesson, I will review how this works in detail. So be sure to like and subscribe for your best chances of getting notified when that video goes live. Let's continue to read. He continues, "We've tried to slowly reinitiate things, particularly when I'm away from work. We've tried to send a few exciting spontaneous messages here and there. We've started using an app where you essentially match fetishes or sexual ideas with your partner, i.e. only notified if they like the same thing as you. It's pretty cool. At one point, she even bought a new toy while I was away and kind of awkwardly apologized that it was a toy just for her and wouldn't really be all that fun to use together. I was stoked and said she never needs to apologize for that. I thought this might have been the catalyst we needed. Fast forward the entire 2 months we were apart and she hadn't used it once."
Reason number two, we don't seduce. There is so much we this and we that, and it leaves me to wonder, who is the seducer in this equation if what you want is more sex? If you compete in feminine energy with your lady, it kills sexual polarity. What you're suffering from is partly low libido due to childbirth, causing lower attraction in your marriage, which is temporary. This is not abnormal. We've been through the same thing. It's a process to get out of the limbo, but it can be a faster process when you engage your seduction power, which starts way before the bedroom. Seduce more, initiate less, and watch better sex come back into your marriage. Let's continue to read. It continues. "Occasionally, we eventually have a really difficult but healthy conversation about our sex life, and we walk away feeling great for it, but nothing really changes. For the past 12 months or so, we go through a bit of a regular cycle. I try to initiate things at a pretty low level to rekindle a bit of excitement. It gets shut down over a period of 2 to 3 weeks, and my anxiety slowly escalates. I ruminate on the past fortnight and the past 2 years and get frustrated. My mood dives, my wife asks what's wrong, we have a bit of a chat, about all the same old things, have a bit of intimacy, although not sex. And I feel like she walks away relieved that she has hit reset and can now hopefully go another 2 or 3 weeks without needing to be intimate with me."
Reason number one, you talk her out of wanting sex. As you've probably realized, the more you talk about this, the less sex you are having. By now, you are just predictable. The mood patterns and swings are probably predictable as fuck. Talking so much in the name of conversations in an attempt to increase intimacy is feminine energy. When she's asking you what's wrong, she wasn't faking it. It's a way for her to protect your household when it seems like you are falling apart as the masculine core in the relationship. While that's very nice of her, it's killing sexual polarity even further. So that's not where you want your lady. You want her to be able to count on you even in the midst of this crisis, and that's part of the process of seducing her back into crazy intimate sessions. Rejection breeds obsession, so you're not abnormal, but this is how to rise above the norm as opposed to using blame, guilt, condemnation, and judgment to make matters worse. To learn even more about rebuilding sexual attraction back into your marriage, check out the featured video on the screen.